It is. So it's just been such a hot, dry summer this year. I would say all the plantings that I had in June for sunflowers and hoping that I would have a little bit bigger of a field and a lot longer cuttings, especially for photographers to come out, that everything I planted in June, just it didn't grow. So that definitely was related to the drought. As soon as we started getting rain at the beginning of July, I can tell you that I will have sunflowers. I don't know if I'm going to have the fields of sunflowers like I normally do, but a majority of the other flowers that I grow are under irrigation. And gosh, I was a little surprised at my water bill. But that's just kind of, you know, that's a little bit of the beast of the nature, or nature of the beast. That's just what comes, you know.
Did you have to replant then some of your crop or not?
Yeah, I've probably had to replant my sunflowers probably 3 or 4 times.
So then what's the growing cycle then? So you plant in June, replant maybe in July, and then what is the optimum time for you then?
So we're still on target for when we open on August 26th. That's my target date. I had planned to grow, I guess it would have been more of a field crop variety of sunflowers, because those specialty sunflowers that I grow are all the pollenless ones. They're really, really expensive. I would say it's of the nature of probably $1,600 an acre just for the sunflowers. So I had hoped to use kind of a more commercial seed that was a little less expensive, but because of the growing degree days, I had to buy the more expensive ones so I would have flowers by the time I open.